Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you for another wonderful day of experiencing you because of the reality that we are your children made in your image and likeness. And so we thank you, Father God, for the spirit man, Christ in us, to come forth this day and every day as we in fellowship with you, the Father and Son, through the power of the Holy Spirit and love for the Word, you lead and guide us into our destiny, your plan that you have for us to be your fragrance. Thank you, Father, for wonderful love and this wonderful work in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Colossians 1 from verse 25 to 29. God's plan was to make me a servant of his church and to send me to preach his complete message to you. For ages and ages, this message was kept secret from everyone, but now it has been explained to God's people. God did this because he wanted you Gentiles to understand his wonderful and glorious mystery. And the mystery is that Christ lives in you. And he is your hope of sharing in God's glory. We announce the message about Christ, and we use all our wisdom to warn and teach everyone, so all of Christ's followers will grow and become mature. This is why I work so hard and use the mighty power he gives me.
Hallelujah. This is a powerful portion of scriptures here. And, you know, Paul has opened up many mystery, many truth here. The whole thing of we need to meet the Lord. He needs to have a personal relationship with him, and that, and waking up to revelation of the Father, and the our fellowship is with the Father and Son. Many truths, and the Christ that is now near, like he said to his disciples, "Lo, I'll be with you until the end of this age." We see so much in Paul's writing as well, that he knew him. He didn't know Jesus in the flesh, but he knew him in the spirit. So he's a wonderful, but that's why Paul opens up this wonderful revelation to us. So you no longer live for yourself, but live for him who died for you. You know, and he's with you now. But with the big thing here, the hidden truth here, which I believe is the foundation to all these other truths, is Christ in you. And that's your hope of glory. So we think about it, you know, if this is Christ in us as a hope of glory, it got us to glory. It had to get us to the glory as well. So what I truly believe is Christ in us is the image and likeness of God. It's our true man. It's our spirit man. And that's why we could be content with sin. At one time in the flesh, we could play around with it. It could give us pleasure for a season. But it couldn't satisfy us wholly. And that's why it came to that point in that I need a new birth. I need to be saved. And so I believe it's the image and likeness of Christ in us. And notice, not Jesus, it's Christ in us. So it's the family name, it's a surname. And what I hold fast to there, why I say that, is because Jesus says he's not ashamed. It says in Hebrews 2:11, him who sanctifies and us being sanctified are all of one blood family. Couple of words needed there. We are one blood, we are one family, we associated together. And it's because of this he's not ashamed to call us brothers. And so, yes, so this is the image and likeness of God in us. And this image and likeness of God, like I said earlier, and that it, because of that, we couldn't stay babes and play around like with sin any longer, like a child that has a lot of different things takes its gets a child's attention. But then we come to that place of maturity where we get a wife as our companion or a husband, and we go on into maturity. And so Christ in us, the image and likeness of God, led by the law, we came to a point where we wanted to do the law and we found we couldn't. And then we saw in the law said, you sin, you die. And then we saw Jesus died for us. And that gets us, and so that got us to Jesus. And then now that we have come home and we are in the family, now in fellowship with the Father and Son, what are we waking up to? What does Jesus say we must rejoice in? We must rejoice in our name written in heaven. So the destiny of the plan laid out for us is coming to pass now. And why that plan is relevant to the Christ in us, relevant to the workmanship of God, our true design, our true purpose. So we were formed in our mother's womb, and that spiritual, when God is speaking about us formed in our mother's womb, it speaks about spirit, soul, and body. But bottom line, the spirit life is what I believe he says, and your days were written while there were yet none of them. That's the destiny God has got for us, that unique story he's got for us. And that's what we are waking up to now in this divine romance, in this wonderful walk with the family of God in tune with Jesus. Amen. He's the author and the perfecter of our faith. So be blessed, because you are blessed and you are here for this time and season. So arise and shine, for your light has come.
Amen.